Okay. Figured we would do something that I think that is useful for you, also with regard to words of tefillah, etc. Actually, some of the concepts here that will actually be useful for us in Shemoneh Esrei. But in addition, what do you call it? Shachar Chanukah and Yonah Yoma. I think it's good to do, so let's do it. Okay, Ma'oz Tzur. Everybody's got a thing there? Ma'oz Tzur Yeshua Tzi, Lechana El Shabeach, Tikon Beis Tfila Tzi, Visham Todan Zabeach. Reis Tachin Matbeach, Mitaram Nabeach, Azad Mor B'shir Rizmor Chanukata Mizbeach. So first of all, right? Ma'oz, a Kodesh Baruch Hu, a source of strength. Tzur is a rock or a place of stone from which everything else is quarried. The Rambam in Moravuchim talks about the idea that Kodesh Baruch Hu is referred to as the Tzur because he's the Tzur of the Olam. From the Rebbeinu Shlomo, he is the source. He is the source. He is reality. He is reality. And from him, because he is reality, there emanates a relationship called Borei and Nivra. But he is the Ma'oz, the place of strength, the Tzur from which everything comes. L'cha na'er l'shabeach. So take a look, see over there. This one will come, Yitzhak Shem, to the end of Shmoneh, towards the end of Shmoneh Esrei. Tov shimcha l'cha na'el odos. Remember at the end of... Well, excellent, right? The end of Odin. Tov shimcha l'cha na'el odos. The end of Odah. What's the idea? Why is it l'cha na'el odos? To you, it's appropriate, it's pleasing to give Odah. Because with anybody else, when you say their praises, so there always could be somebody else who'll say, nah, no, I know something else about them. In other words, there are always other agendas that are involved. Only the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, L'chana Elo Hodos, right? Because he has no other agendas. His agenda is only to be Meitiv. His agenda is only to be Meitiv. Only to give. And as such, you can't say, well, he's got this personal interest or that personal interest. Hatov shimcha ulcha na'el hodos. Okay. Whatever. Hatov shimcha ulcha na'el hodos. That's the first thing. So Ma'oz Tzur Yeshua Tzi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a source of strength, the Tzur, my source, Yeshua Tzi of my salvation. L'cha na'er l'hodos. To you, it's appropriate to be mode, once again, because you have no ulterior motives, you know, have no hidden agendas, right? To give praise to you is appropriate. Tikon Beis Tefillah Tzi. Prepare the house of Tefillah Tzi, of my Tefillah. So what is that a reference to? To the Beis HaMikdash. Right? Like it says in Rav Tzodik there, Resise Laila, Beis HaMikdash Nikra, Beis Tefillah Tzi. Now we're going to go in a particular direction over here, and that we've discussed this idea before from the Meshech Chachma, but I think that in the path that we're taking over here with regard to Ma'oz Tzur, and I think a unique approach, so this is particularly important. It says the Meshech Chachma. Let's read it inside, first scooch. Hine, you see it on the page one, Meshech Chachma on Devarim. Hine inyan hamikdash, hu l'ached klolios Yisrael. The Beis HaMikdash is that which brings together all of Klal Yisrael, klolios Yisrael. Ulvavehen, and their hearts, el makom echad, to one place. Kvosh Amru, Hayaome, wherever you are, you're always turning towards the Mikdash. Nimsu kol Yisrael mechavnim es libam lamakom echad. The result is that all of the Jewish people are directing their heart towards one place, i.e. the makom Mikdash, i.e. the Kodesh Kodashim, i.e. between the Shnei Badim, i.e. from the Arna Kodesh. V'lachein tamid haisa sham hanhaga hanisis. Right? In tefillah, again, we've talked about this before, but it's we have to come to grips with it. In tefillah, what are we saying?
if Hashem is directing the world, everything Hashem does is for the good. Right? So it's true that the act of tefillah could be an act of recognition that everything comes from Hashem. Okay. But it's not that's the only thing we do. We also ask for things. We ask for things to change. We ask for modifications. Modifications in the way that Hashem has done it so far. But I understand, isn't everything that He does right? Everything He does is good. How can you possibly ask for a change? Once again, in terms of recognizing that Hashem is the source of everything, so that's inviolate. That's always true. And that's a very important thing. But as part of the recognition that He's the source of everything, we're making requests of Him. Why are we making requests? Why are we making requests? He didn't do it the first time correctly. He made a boo-boo. We're telling him to go for a retrial on the test. What's the story? So the idea is, we are reaching, right, by attaching ourselves more deeply to Hashem, we are reaching above, right, the place of where the Hanhaga came down to this world in this fashion. We're reaching the headwaters, right? Imagine the gigantic river that can split into many different branches. It's right over here at the headwaters, at the beginning. The route that it took over here was because that was what was necessary, given who we were, given our situation, given the times, given what we've done, given what we haven't done, etc. That was what was necessary. When a person davens, he raises himself up, right? And now because we are Bnei Bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? That means we're attached to the very level of Bria with Him. We are the Tachkid, we're the Tachlis, I should say, of the world. People who know that there is a Creator, who know that they are creations, who understand this about themselves, and understand that Hashem wants something from this world. So therefore, we are the pinnacle of creation. But when we're thinking about all sorts of nonsense or whatever we're thinking about, so we're not living up to that standard. But when we enter into an act of tefillah, so we're striving to rise higher and higher and higher, so we get those headwaters. Once we get to those headwaters of the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to reveal His hashgacha vis-a-vis us in this fashion, we can say, Hashem, please, can we reroute it? Can we reroute it? Can we reroute it? Because again, nothing is going to subvert His will. All the possibilities He has, the infinite possibilities, whatever we've chosen, whatever we haven't chosen, etc., they're all within His will. It's not an issue, it's not difficult for Him, it's not a problem for Him, it's not a tear for Him. The question is, where are we? In order to reroute it, we've got to be there. So now, we are nearly a little deficient in this area of being attached on that level with Hashem, right? We're a little deficient because we're preoccupied with whatever we're preoccupied. We're preoccupied with our kavod, we're preoccupied with our money, with our desires, or with other things that are more sublime than that, etc., but we're preoccupied. But when we attach ourselves, all the souls of the Jewish people, because the Jewish people as an entity, right, with all their souls there in the Beis HaMikdash, all their hearts focused towards the Beis HaMikdash, we're always at the headwaters. So we always are focused towards, right, the Mokum HaMikdash, because that's where all of our hearts together join. They fuse. And Klal Yisrael, as an entity, is always on the level of Nes. And now you can change things. You can reroute the headwaters. You're at the headwaters, you can reroute which tributary the Hashgacha is going to come to you via this route, or that route, or the next route. So now, you'll see the direction we're going shortly, right? Mo Sur Yeshua, see? L'chona El Shabeach. To you, right, it is appropriate to praise, because we know you have no other agendas. And we ask of you, Hashem, tikkun beis tefillah si. Re-establish our beis tefillah. Right? Re-establish our beis tefillah where all of our hearts will fuse together. We'll be together with you there. Right? And as such, since we're together with you there, then that's what gives us the ability to change worlds through our tefillah. Tikkun beis tefillah si. The sham toda nizabeach. And there will be makriv a korban toda. Arba, the Gemara says, tzichim lahodos. Four have to give hodah, they have to bring a korban toda. And they're all involved people who have been in life-threatening situations. A person who has been deathly ill and has recovered. A person who has been in prison. A person who has been in the desert, right? And a person who has been on the high seas. These are all people who are on the edge, etc., of losing their lives. Arba tzrichim lahodos. We reflect that korban toda. Korban toda is a special korban. It's a special korban. The korban is brought as an act of thanksgiving. Hodah. This, right, this korban toda, so we, as it were, our words attached to it in Parakuf in Tehillim, which we say every day in davening. Mizmor latoda. Right? There in Mizmor latoda. Hariel Hashem Kol Aretz, Ivduat Hashem B'Simcha, Bol Fanav Bernana, De'u, in Pasuk Gimel of Perakuf, De'u, Ki Hashem Hu Elokim, Hu Asanu, V'lo Anachnu Amo V'tzon Mariso. The Auschich says in this Pasuk, an unbelievable thing. We think of Mizmor Torah, right? We think of it as, you know, oh, let's dance a hora. Wow, this is so exciting. Wow, you know what? Today, I got froyo. Oh, shit! Oh, I got froyo for lunch. Free froyo for lunch. All right, Frank, that's a little gauche, I understand. Sushi, maybe, I don't know. Right, call it either that prime rib, depending what you're into, or tasteless tofu, if you're into that also. Whatever it is, yes. Oh, I'm just thinking, No. What does it say? Du'u ki Hashem hu Elokim. Know that Hashem, Yudkei Vavkei, the shame of Hashem associated with Rachamim, hu Elokim. He is the one who is associated with Midas Hadin. Hu Elokim. Hu Asanu. Right? He made us. V'lo Anachnu. We did not make ourselves. Right? We are His people. Amo v'tzon mar iso. In other words, the Toda is given upon the backdrop of what looked like difficult times, right? Not just looked like, experienced as difficult times. Imagine the person on his deathbed, right? But now Hashem has healed him. Imagine the person on the high seas in the middle of a gale, on the, what do you call it, in the middle of the Atlantic. And he's saved. A person who's lost in the desert, right? A person who's been in prison. Mizmor LaToda, Mizmor LaToda, Du'u Ki Hashem Hu Elokim B'Shamayim Imau. Sorry, wrong pasuk. Right? Du'u Ki Hashem Elokim Hu Asanu V'lo Anachnu Amo V'tzon Mariso. V'Sham Toda Nizabeach. There Hashem, you build the Beis HaMikdash and will be Makriv HaKorban Toda. Why? Because Klal Yisrael has been through a lot. Right? And a lot of those things, right, are not so understandable to us. But if you build the Beis HaMikdash again, and you reveal things to us that we didn't understand before, we'll bring a Korban Todah. And we'll say, thank you Hashem for all the things that at the time we were saying, why? We'll bring a Korban Todah. So we want that revelation, we want that experience again. So again, during the time of Hanukkah, during the time of Hanukkah, when we reestablish, right, rededicate the Beis HaMikdash, we say, Mo Sur Yeshua Si, Lecha Na'el Shabeach, right? To you it's appropriate to be Shabeach, and we're going to be Shabeach you on Hanukkah, we're going to be Moda, we're going to give Lahodos Al-Hala to you. We're asking you, Hashem, Tikon Beis Tefillah Si, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give us the final Beis HaMikdash. V'sham todan is aveach, and in that base image we makrav a korban toda on all of the worst events of the world, right? Because we'll see what it means to be close to you, and how all those events were necessary to become close to you, and how all those events were necessary in order to bring that geula, we'll say a korban toda, right? On the Maidanics, on the Birkenaus, right? On the Ponar Forest, on everything. The Shamsa's on his Abeach. Now here's where there's a twist. Right? My twist. Whatever. La'eis tachin matbeach. La'eis tachin. At the time of preparing, matbeach means shchita. Shchita. What are we talking about? So, not in this week's Parsha Vayeshev, because it's really very fascinating. The story of Chanukah always appears in the Parshas that are associated with Yosef. Always. So there it says, right? Ayar Yosef Itam is Binyamin. This is going in Parshas Miketz. What's happened? Remember, the brothers came down, it was a Rav. Yosef recognized them. They don't recognize Yosef. Yosef speaks to them very harshly. Right? He puts Shimon in prison, etc. He sends them home with their money in their bags. They don't know what's going on. They find the money. They're like befuddled and afraid what's going on. But he says, Shimon's not coming out, guys. Right? He's not coming out unless you come back with your youngest brother. Yaakov initially refuses. Eventually he sends them. And they come down. And Yosef makes for them a feast. It's the oddest thing. He makes for them a feast. Vayar Yosef becomes Binyamin. Vayomer la'asher al beisdo. He sets the person in charge of his house. Right? Havei es ha'anoshim, his son. Havei es ha'anoshim ha'baisa. Bring them to the house. U'tvoach tevach. And let's make a barbecue. Tvoach tevach. Chef, we're going to have a big feast. Vachein. Because they're going to eat with me, and they have a feast, and they eat together, and they drink together, and they enjoy each other's company together, and they get a little drunk even. Vayishkaru. It's the most bizarre thing. Yosef knows who he's sitting with. They don't know whom they're sitting with. So on that, the pasuk says, yeah? Chanukah says the Imri Emes. Imri Emes is the son of Sfas Emes. Right? Rav Mordechai Migur. Chanukah u hakona ala osid. Kirchsiv harachti nerlim shichai. Chanukah is the preparation. That's why we're singing Ma'os Sur Yeshua Silachona Ela Shabeach Tikon basically Nasiv Hashem Toda Nizabeach in the future. We're giving thanks for Chanukah, but we know this is the stepping stone into the future. The Yeh Tikkun HaShalem V'chol Echad Yisya Asher Lagamre Ksiv U'tvoach Tevach V'achem Shecht, the animals that we need for this feast, V'achem, and prepare them. The Isa, he brings this, not, he's not the source of this, it's from Hadmoni. Right? The Isa, Osios, Ches, V'achem, the last Ches, and Tevach, V'achem, Him Chanukah. If you put it together, it's Tav, Tov, Chanukah. Tav, Chanukah, good Chanukah. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Vayar Elokim Isa, or Ki Tov, light, clarity. So it's Tov, Tov, the Tov of Chanukah. V'reza Ki Inyan La'es Tachin Matbeach, Mitzar HaMenabeach. So it says, what do you call the Imri Emes? At that time, when they're shechting, right? When they're shechting, when Yosef is telling, right? That they should shech the animals so they can have a feast together and drink together. And he knows who they are, and they don't know who he is, etc. And they're going to eat, so there's a remez there, right? Tav, Hanukkah, Tet, Beis, Achon, Teva, Teva, Behachain, Tet, Beis, Vav, Hey, right? Called Chof, Nun, is Tav, Hanukkah, good light, right? Vayar Latinus or Tov Chanukah, the light of Chanukah, the light of Chanukah. And there's a remnant to this, and that's what he says, that it means, right? That's what it means. La'eis tachim mateach, meet sar hamanabeach. Huh? That's a two price of eggs, right? What is linabeach? A dog is noveach. A dog is noveach. Nevicha is barking. La'eis tachim mateach. at the time of preparing the shechita, the animals for the feast, right? Mitzar hamanabeach, from the enemy who is barking. What are we talking about? So I've seen different ways to explain it, but I think I have an interesting way. Mitzar hamanabeach. Mitzar hamanabeach. Beis HaLevi, at the bottom of page 1. Right? Beis HaLevi says, on this week's Parsha, Parsha Vayeshev, Materim Yikrav Aleihem, Reisnaklu Osola Hamiso. Before they saw Yosef coming in the distance, in this week's Parsha, Parsha Vayeshev, he's come looking for them, his father Yaakov sent him to go find them, he's on his way there, he can't find them, at each point tells him which direction to go. Rashi says, who's the Ish? Gabriel. Right? No, this is meant to happen. This is meant to happen. This is not chance. Oh no. Yeah? They see him at a distance. They try what he calls a plotting rage to capture him and kill him. East of the Medrash. It says in the Medrash. What does that mean? Sheishisu bo haklovi. They set dogs upon him to attack him. Dogs. Kavonas haMedrash says the Beis HaLevi. The Mefarish La Pasuk, she and Snakula Misil Bateri Karva Layam, right? Merachok Shishitu Boklovim? Bahadatafas Hamedrish Haklovim. Why is it talking about dogs? It said dogs, who cares? They want to kill him. I'm bringing the dogs over here. Why? Mishum Dehem Danu Oso Kemotse Diba. They considered him as a Baal Lashon Hara. The Pasuk says, now, if you see the first Gur Aryeh and Vayeshev, you'll understand that David is not just a tattleteller, right? He's not a snitch. He's not a fink. He's not what he called. He's not just some making up stories about them. He was on such a high level, right? At such a high level that when he saw the slightest digression on their part, he thought they were guilty of the worst things. And this is also a flaw. This is a mistake, right? When you get big, right, sometimes you have to learn how to deal with your greatness. You have to realize that not everybody is who you are. And you can't judge everybody through the lens of your eye, right? Query, yeah.
I always think that I'm greater than me, then. So now you're supposed to think that you're... It's only saying that I'm not only told
that it's supposed to be... That you should... Again? This is true. This is true. But the fact is, again, the Gur Aryeh says over there as follows. He brought home 3 stories about them. What were the 3 stories? 1, that they treated the Bnei HaShvachos like Avadim. 2, that they ate Avram and Achai. 3, they were guilty of Gilui Aryeh. Right? Why did he say that? Says the what he called, it says the Gur Aryeh, he says, with regard to Gilui Aryeh, he saw them conducting, right, business, etc., with the Canaanitish women. With women? How can it be? How can it be? What do you call it? You were talking to them, what do you call it? Go find their husbands. So to them, that was such a digression, right? How can it be? Says, in that case, you can't, you know, the reason for talking about, how do I look at a person I see? But if I see his conduct in that way, what am I supposed to say? Right? So again, you're right. You're right. A person has to grow into his greatness. He has to grow into his greatness. Or like, for instance, when you go, the fact that they didn't treat the sons of the Shvachos with as much kavod, they considered them a buddy. Whoa, there's a big gap. There's a long distance between what you call considering them a buddy, or maybe not treating them as much kavod as they should. Or they allowed their servants to prepare their meals. The Dindra Bani not allowed to be so much on a servant to prepare your meal. Why? Because he's chashur that when he's under pressure to prepare it, so what he called, he'll use Avram and Achai. Come prepare a feast for 50 people. 50 people? The butcher's closed. Elsie? Right? And he'll do what he called, he'll give them Avram and Achai. I give them Avram and Achai. I hope I didn't make anyone nervous that they're named Elsie. Yeah, etc. But I give them Avram and Achai. So you're right, a person has to grow into that greatness. Has to grow into that greatness. He wasn't there yet. Afterwards, he grew into it. Just like if you think about the story, I don't get lost around about it. From Shimon Bar Yochai, right? And Lazar, the Reb Shimon, after they came out for 12 years, right? And then Mara, they looked at people involved in everyday things and they burnt them up. What, you're not learning Torah? What's the matter with you? You're not learning Torah. Hashem said, I let you out of the Mara to destroy my world. Go back inside. They come back at the end of the 13th year. 13 is Gematria Echad, 13 is Gematria Ahava, right? And then Rebbe Shimon Bar Yochai, he's gotten so big that even he's so big and people are not where he is, but it's okay. So you grow into it. But anyway, the brothers here considered him as attempting to destroy them with his Lashon Hara. So they set the dogs on him. Because Chazal say, why? That a person, right? There's a juxtapositioning in the Torah of Losis Hashem, right? Hashem Bashav, not to recall, not to speak Lashon Hara, is juxtaposed to the idea of throwing an avela to a kelim. So Chazal learned from that a person who speaks Lashon Hara is royal Hashlicho Laklovim. It's worthy to throw him to the klovim, to the dogs. That's why they set dogs on him, said the Beis HaLevi. Now, the Eis Tachin Matbeach. Yosef is preparing the way here to correct the fracture. They were choshed him. He brought the Diba, which was incorrect, because he didn't understand who they were and where they're holding. They, in turn, had to kill him. Klaisel's fractured. There's sin between them, but he's new also. Like it says in this week's parsha, he knew also, they hated him. Lo yachol adabro l'shalom. Yosef now arranges a meal that they're going to conduct together. He knows eventually he's going to be revealed. See what camaraderie can have. They don't know it's him yet. Right? La'eis tachin matbeach. At the time of preparing the feast, mitzar ha-minabeach. That will extract us, that will save us, that camaraderie, that avas Yisrael, that care for one another, that in before the idea of the pleasure of being in another's company, of knowing how we're each children of Hashem, each one of us has a different job description, that's going to save us from tsar ha-minabeach, from the tsar that comes from the barking of the dogs through Lashon Hara. Just like a dog's tongue is always wagging outside, the Lashon Hara is always the person speaking on the outside. If you ever saw the Akdama of the Chofetz Chaim, right? Shmir Talashim, he talks about that when the second base of Mikdash was destroyed, he says, because of Sinas Chinam, he says, the Iker Chait of that Sinas Chinam was Lashon Hara, they spoke on each other. The Iker Chait of the Sinas Chinam, which destroyed the second base of Mikdash, was the Sinas Chinam through their Lashon Hara, they spoke on one another. So now let's back up for a second. Right? Let's back up for a second. Ma'os sur Yeshua si l'chana el shabeach. To you is na'er to me b'shabeach. We give shvach to you, praise to you, what you did for us in the past, what you did for us at the time of Hanukkah. Tikkun beis tefila si, but Hashem, we're not just stopping there with the shvach that we're going to give you. We're asking you, tikkun beis tefila si. Rebuild our beis hamikdash. V'sham todan is habeach, and then we'll be makir v'korban toda. Right? After all of the events that the Jewish people have undergone through the long dark tunnel, right, called Olam Hazeh, from the time of the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash to this day now, Eis Tachin Matbeach Mitzar HaMinabeach, and the report, the foundation for this was already laid when Yosef brought together his brothers and they just ate and they drank together, right? They enjoyed each other's company. Of course, they didn't know who he was. But he knew who they were. He wants to rebuild Klal Yisrael. Le'eis tachin matbeach, mitzar ha-minabeach. At the very time, that time when he did that, that was already the forerunner of it. The forerunner, right? Eis tachin matbeach, mitzar ha-minabeach. From the barking enemy, i.e. the Lashon Hara, right? Which destroyed the second base of Mikdash, which needs to be fixed in order to rebuild the third base of Mikdash. Eis tachin matbeach mitzar hamanabeach. Az egmor b'shir mizmor. Az egmor, then I will finish the praise to you, Hashem. Complete the hallel, as it were. Az egmor. Right? B'shir mizmor. What is shir mizmor?
So take a look-see there on page 2, the second citation down. The Medrash Rabbah says a pasuk in Tehillim Kuf Aleph. The David Mizmor, Chesed u'Mishpat Ashir Lecha Hashem Azamera. Pasuk in Kuf Aleph in Tehillim. Amar David, says the Medrash, so it's now HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ribon Shalom, in Chesed Ata Osali Ashira, Ben Kach u'Ben Kach Lashem Azamera. I think maybe we've spoken about this one, Monsieur Shabbos, yeah? In Chesed Atzalteini Ashira, Ben Kach or Ben Kach LaHashem Azamera. Two forms of song. There's Shir. A Shir is a circle. A Shir is a ring. Shirayim, not from the Rebbe, right? A Shir is a ring. Like an earring. When you find coins in a circular fashion, so you know that someone placed them there, so the Gemara says you found them kishir. Because there in the shir you see, right? That's when you see Hashem's chesed. Oh, this is what you're doing for me. That's the chesed. It's always easier for us to see things when they're good. Right? So we sing shir to Hashem. And zemer, benkach u benkach, Hashem azamera. Zemer is a lashon of tizmor, to prune. We have gone through events that unfortunately sometimes are not that pleasant. They're not that pleasant. And you need to be mezamer. You need to prune away the bad perceptions of it in order to see it correctly. You need to prune away the bad perceptions of it in order to see it correctly. Zemer, zemer. So benkach u'benkach, Hashem, if I've undergone periods of din, periods that are not so pleasant, l'cha Hashem azamer, I'll be mezamer to you. Oz egmor b'shir mizmor. When the Beis Hamikdash is rebuilt, right, I will sing to you both shir on the glory of you, what you've shown me, the chesed that you've shown me, and I'll sing to you zemer, mizmor, azigmor, the shir mizmor. I will go back now over, just like Chazal say, that l'asid lavo, when the gula comes, will make hatov hametiv on all the worst experiences of olam hazeh. Retroactively, on all the worst experiences, be they God forbid on a personal level, be they God forbid on what we call it on a national level, will make Hatov Amedi, not Dina MS, like Hatov Amedi, all the things that people have to make a Dina MS on in this world, they'll make then Hatov Amedi. Glory, I see the purpose to it. I see how important it was. I see how necessary it was. Ah, Rabbanu Amakula. Oz, like more Bashir is more. Chanukas HaMizbeach. Chanukas HaMizbeach. The Chanukas HaMizbeach. So we read during, right, called during Hanukkah, the laning that you read every day, the Kriyas HaTorah you read every day, is from Parshas Naso, and it talks about the inauguration of the Mizbeach in the days of the Mishkan and the Midbar. About that inauguration, there's such unusual events that speak to camaraderie, to what he called to unity. And unbelievable, unbelievable, unbelievable events. The Nisim, the Sfarno points out that the Nisim, they brought initially the first matana to inaugurate the Mizbeach, they brought six covered wagons. Six covered wagons. Why? Those wagons were used to carry the Mishkan. Why six? So says the Sforno, because each unit, two Nisim from two different Shvatim, brought one wagon together to show unity. To show unity. They bring afterwards, right? Each one, right? Bowls and basins filled with what he called with flour for mincha offerings. Everybody brought exactly the same thing. And how? Each one wanted desperately to give the same thing that his other nasik, the other shevet, was going to give. And they were all mechavim to give exactly the same thing. Even though they had a unique kavana for each shevet. What this meant for the shevet, this meant for the shevet. But nonetheless, they wanted to give exactly the same thing, so no one should be looking at this one, oh, you want this, this, this. It all looked the same. Camaraderie. Unity. Unity. The whole Parsha of the discussion of the inauguration of the Mishkan ends with
ends with Bahaloskas Aneros, El Mul Pnei HaMenorah, the seven branch menorah of the Mikdash, of the Mishkan, three this way, the central shaft. Says the Svarno there in Parshat Valoska, what is it coming? Actually, it doesn't say Valoska, it says last. But he says it's coming to show what? That those who are learning all the time, and those who are working and learning, they all have point towards the central shaft that Kavana is for the Shekhinah to rest amongst the Jewish people. So all mechuvim to each other. No, oh, you're like this, oh, you're like that, you stink, what do you go back and forth? No, all three on this side, all pointing towards the central shaft where the Shekhinah is going to rest. And finally, the Medrash says, Raskin, Bali Tosa says, you all know that when Yosef, at the end of Parshas Mikates, in Vayigash, not this week, not next week, the following week, in Parshas Vayigash, when Yosef, right, is now sending back to Yaakov the means of conveyance to bring him back to Mitzrayim. He's going to see him again, finally, after all these years. He sends out Golos. So it says, and the spirit of Yaakov came alive again. Pi Ruach Yaakov. The spirit of Hashem came back to him again. We saw that Golos. So we all know the Perush that they say, or Chazal said, that he saw the Golos. That goes where Remes to Egla Rufa. That was the last thing that Yaakov and Yosef learned, and that has its own depth to it as well. Not just the last thing they learned, but it was something special, right? Etc. But the Das Ganim, right, and Bali Tosfos brings another medrash. L'chein Nir of the Parsha, Agolos HaMishka D'Chiv Shesh Agolos Tzav. Right? They would call it the Agolos that Yaakov saw, that Yosef sent, were Remes to what? The Agolos of the Mishkan that we just spoke about before, where every two Nesiim gave one Agolos to show that they're unified again, to show that they're together again, to show that we've repaired the fracture that existed between us. So this is a little bit of what he called a different twist, right? Mo'os Tzur Yeshua Si L'chana El Shabeach. Now to the future. Tikkun Beis Tefila C. V'sham Toden as the Be'ach will be Bakar Korban Torah on what happened in the past. Right? La'ish Tachin Mat Be'ach. At the time that Yosef prepared that feast of camaraderie with a group of brothers who did not realize with whom they were sitting. But it's meant to set the pattern after he reveals himself. Now do you realize to whom you sat with? We all sat together in love, right? In caring. You didn't know who I was. I know who you were. Right? He saved from that which destroyed the second base of Mikdash, which is what the Lashon Hara, the Sinas Chinam. Mitzaram and Abeach. Azeg Mor, when you build the base of Mikdash again, Azeg Mor, Bashir is more than Hashem, I will sing to you both Shir, because of the ecstasy that I experience is seeing the completion of the circle of your Hashgach, of your providence. Azeg Mor B'Shir Mizmor, and I'll also do it the Mizmor. I'll realize that all the mistakes of my understanding of all those events that were so difficult to swallow, right, in our history, I'll sing not only Shir, but also Zemer. Azeg Mor B'Shir Mizmor, Chanukas HaMizbeach, the inauguration of a new Mizbeach, in the same pattern that we saw that was so necessary to build the Mizbeach, inaugurate the Mizbeach in the Mishkan, in the days of the Midbar, through camaraderie. Through Avas Chaverim, very called, through Avas Yisrael, etc., 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 etc. There are lots of ways to understand this. I think this is a different one. Okay. Shall we lift the Hanukkah? A bright, bright Hanukkah. Take advantage of the 32, what he called. Yeah? You got 32. 36 candles. That's connected to 36 hours of the Or HaGadol. 12 on Erev Shabbos, 12 Shabbos in the evening, 12 during the day. And those candles of Or HaGadol, of clarity. On Hanukkah, you can soak in clarity that you can't soak in under normal circumstances. Think about what we talked about. Think about what you've learned from other places. Soak in the Kedusha of Hanukkah, and we should come out a brighter and better people at the end of it as well.
Thank you.
Thank you.